Friday, May 3rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119, My soul lies in the dust. By your word revive me. I declared my ways, and you answered. Teach me your statutes. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, and I will muse on your wonders. My soul pines away with grief, but your word raised me up. Keep me from the way of error, and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth with your decrees before me. I bind myself to do your will. Lord, do not disappoint me. I will run the way of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord, we are citizens of this earth, and ask to be made citizens of heaven by your free gift. Help us to run in the way of your commandments, and set our hearts on you alone. Psalm 26. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I walk the path of perfection. I trust in the Lord, I have not wavered. Examine me, Lord, and try me. O test my heart and my mind, for your love is before my eyes, and I walk according to your truth. I never take my place with liars, and with hypocrites I shall not go. I hate the evildoer's company. I will not take my place with the wicked. To prove my innocence, I wash my hands and take my place around your altar, singing a song of thanksgiving, proclaiming all your wonders. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, and whose hands are evil plots, and whose right hands are filled with gold. As for me, I walk the path of perfection. Redeem me and show me your mercy. My foot stands on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the assembly. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, send the fire of your Holy Spirit deep within us, Lord, so that we can serve you with chaste bodies and please you with pure minds. Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, hear me. If you do not heed, I shall become like those in the grave. Hear the voice of my pleading as I call for help, as I lift up my hands in prayer to your holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with the evildoers who speak words of peace to their neighbors, but will evil in their hearts. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my cry and my appeal. The Lord is my strength and my shield, in him my heart trusts. I was helped, my heart rejoices, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress where his anointed find salvation. Save your people, bless Israel, your heritage, be their shepherd and carry them forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, you are the strength of the people, Father. Save us from the pit of death and unite us as one in your holy temple, so that we may attain in our hearts the peace our tongues proclaim. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading is from Acts chapter 5, verses 12a and 14. Through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders occurred among the people. Nevertheless, more and more believers, men and women in great numbers, were continually added to the Lord. And the responsory of the apostles held fast to Christ's message, Alleluia. They kept precepts he gave them, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God, our Father, every year you give us joy on the festival of the apostles Philip and James. By the help of their prayers, may we share in the suffering, death, and resurrection of your only Son and come to the eternal vision of your glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.